Page 1. Book 10. Chapter 1. How Sir Tristram jousted and smote down King Arthur, because he told him not the cause why he bare that shield. And if so be ye can describe what ye bear, ye are worthy to bear the arms. Note. Describe. Explain. Return to text. As for that, said Sir Tristram, I will answer you. This shield was given me, not desired, of Queen Morgan le Fay. And as for me, I cannot describe these arms, for it is no point of my charge, and yet I trust to God to bear them with worship. Truly, said King Arthur, ye ought not to bear none arms, but if you wist what ye bear. But I pray you tell me your name. To what intent? Said Sir Tristram. For I would wit, said Arthur. Sir, ye shall not wit as at this time. Then shall ye and I do battle together, said King Arthur. Why, said Sir Tristram, will ye do battle with me but if I tell you my name? And that little needeth you, and ye were a man of worship, for ye have seen me this day, have had great travail, and therefore ye are a villainous knight to ask battle of me, considering my great travail. Howbeit, I will not fail you, and have ye no doubt that I fear not you, though ye think ye have me at a great advantage, yet shall I right well endure you. And therewithal King Arthur dressed his shield and his spear, and Sir Tristram against him, and they came so eagerly together. And there King Arthur brake his spear all to pieces upon Sir Tristram's shield. But Sir Tristram hit Arthur again, that horse and man fell to earth. Page 2. And there was King Arthur wounded on the left side, a great wound and perilous. Then when Sir Uwain saw his lord Arthur lie on the ground sore wounded, he was passing heavy. And then he dressed his shield and his spear, and cried aloud unto Sir Tristram, and said, Knight, defend thee. So they came together as thunder, and Sir Uwain bruised his spear all to pieces upon Sir Tristram's shield. And Sir Tristram smote him harder and sorer, with such a might that he bare him clean out of his saddle to the earth. With that Sir Tristram turned about and said, Fair knights, I had no need to joust with you, for I have had enough to do this day. Then arose Arthur, and went to Sir Uwain, and said to Sir Tristram, We have as we have deserved, for through our orgullity we demanded battle of you, and yet we knew not your name. Note, orgullity, pride. Return to text. Nevertheless, by St. Cross, said Sir Uwain, he is a strong knight at mine advice as any is now living. Then Sir Tristram departed, and in every place he asked and demanded after Sir Launcelot, but in no place could he could not hear of him whether he were dead or alive, wherefore Sir Tristram made great dole and sorrow. So Sir Tristram rode by a forest, and then was he ware of a fair tower by a marsh on that one side, and on that other side a fair meadow. And there he saw 10 knights fighting together. And ever the nearer he came, he saw how there was but one knight did battle against 9 knights, and that one did so marvelously that Sir Tristram had great wonder that ever one knight might do so great deeds of arms. And then, within a little, while he had slain half their horses and unhorsed them, and their horses ran in the fields and forest. Then Sir Tristram had so great pity of that one knight that endured so great pain, and ever he thought it should be Sir Palomides by his shield. Page 3. And so he rode unto the knights and cried unto them, and bade them cease of their battle, for they did themselves great shame so many knights to fight with one. Then answered the master of those knights, his name was called Brunes Sans Pite, that was at that time the most mischievous knight living, and said thus, Sir knight, what have ye ado with us to meddle? And therefore, an ye be wise, depart on your way as ye came, for this knight shall not escape us. That were pity, said Sir Tristram, that so good a knight as he is should be slain so cowardly, and therefore I warn you I will succour him with all my puissance. Chapter 2. How Sir Tristram saved Sir Palomides' life, and how they promised to fight together within a fortnight. So Sir Tristram alit off his horse, because they were on foot, that they should not slay his horse, and then dressed his shield, with his sword in his hand, and he smote on the right hand and on the left, passing sore, that well nigh at every stroke he struck down a knight. And when they espied his strokes, they fled all with Brunes Sans Pite unto the tower, and Sir Tristram followed fast after with his sword in his hand, but they escaped into the tower and shut Sir Tristram without the gate. And when Sir Tristram saw this, he returned aback unto Sir Palamides, and found him sitting under a tree, sore wounded. "Ah, fair knight," said Sir Tristram, "well be ye found." "Gramercy," said Sir Palamides, "of your great goodness, for ye have rescued me of my life, and saved me from my death." "What is your name?" said Sir Tristram. He said, "My name is Sir Palamides." "O Jesu," said Sir Tristram, "thou hast a fair grace of me this day that I should rescue thee, and thou art the man in the world that I most hate, but now make thee ready, for I will do battle with thee." Page 4. "What is your name?" said Sir Palamides. "My name is Sir Tristram, your mortal enemy." "It may be so," said Sir Palamides, "but ye have done over much for me this day that I should fight with you. For inasmuch as ye have saved my life, it will be no worship for you to have ado with me, for ye are fresh, and I am wounded sore. And therefore, an ye will needs have ado with me, assign me a day, and then I shall meet with you without fail." "Ye say well," said Sir Tristram. "Now I assign you to meet me in the meadow by the river of Camelot, where Merlin set the Perron." Note, at the end of the page, Perron is a large block of stone. Return to text. So they were agreed. Then Sir Tristram asked Sir Palamides why the 10 knights did battle with him. "For this cause," said Sir Palamides, "as I rode up mine adventures in a forest, here beside I espied where lay a dead knight, and a lady weeping beside him. And when I saw her making such dole, I asked her who slew her lord. 'Sir,' she said, 'the falsest knight of the world now living, and he is the most villain that ever man heard speak of, and his name is Sir Brunus Sans Pité.' Then for pity I made the damosel to leap on her palfrey, and I promised her to be her warrant, and to help her to enter her lord. And so, suddenly, as I came riding by this tower, there came out Sir Brunus Sans Pité, and suddenly he struck me from my horse. And then, or I might recover my horse, this Sir Brunus slew the damosel. And so I took my horse again, and I was sore ashamed, and so began the medley betwixt us, and this is the cause wherefore we did this battle." "Well," said Sir Tristram, "now I understand the manner of your battle, but in any wise have remembrance of your promise that ye have made with me to do battle with me this day fortnight." "I shall not fail you," said Sir Palamides. Page 5. "Well," said Sir Tristram, "as at this time I will not fail you till that ye be out of the danger of your enemies." So they mounted upon their horses, and rode together unto that forest, and there they found a fair well, with clear water burbling. "Fair sir," said Sir Tristram, "to drink of that water have I courage." And then they led off their horses. Note, courage, desire. Return to text. And then were they ware by them where stood a great horse tied to a tree, and ever he neighed. And then were they ware of a fair knight armed, under a tree, lacking no piece of harness, save his helm lay under his head. "By the good Lord," said Sir Tristram, "yonder lieth a well-faring knight. What is best to do?" "Awake him," said Sir Palamides. So Sir Tristram awaked him with the butt of his spear, and so the knight arose up hastily, and put his helm upon his head, and gat a great spear in his hand, and without any more words he hurled unto Sir Tristram, and smote him clean from his saddle to the earth, and hurt him on the left side, that Sir Tristram lay in great peril. Then he walloped farther, and fetched his course, and came hurling upon Sir Palamides, and there he struck him a part through the body, that he fell from his horse to the earth. And then this strange knight left them there, and took his way through the forest. With this Sir Palamides and Sir Tristram were on foot, and gat their horses again, and either asked counsel of other what was best to do. "By my head," said Sir Tristram, "I will follow this strong knight that thus hath shamed us." "Well," said Sir Palamides, "and I will repose me hereby with a friend of mine." "Beware," said Sir Tristram unto Palamides, "that ye fail not that day that ye have set with me to do battle, for as I deem, ye will not hold your day, for I am much bigger than ye." "As for that," said Sir Palamides, "be it as it may, for I fear you not, for and I be not sick nor prisoner, I will not fail you. But I have cause to have more doubt of you that ye will not meet with me, for ye ride after yonder strong knight." Page 6. and if you meet with him, it is an hard adventure, and ever ye escape his hands. Right so Sir Tristram and Sir Palamedes departed, and either took their ways diverse. Chapter 3. How Sir Tristram sought a strong knight that had smitten him down, and many other knights of the Round Table. And so Sir Tristram rode long after this strong knight, and at the last he saw where lay a lady overthwart a dead knight. "Fair lady," said Sir Tristram, "who hath slain your lord?" "Sir," she said, "here came a knight riding, as my lord and I rested us here, and asked him of whence he was, and my lord said, of Arthur's court." "Therefore," said the strong knight, "I will joust with thee, for I hate all these that be of Arthur's court." And my lord that lieth here dead mounted upon his horse, and the strong knight and my lord encountered together, and there he smote my lord throughout with his spear, and thus he hath brought me in great woe and damage. "That me repenteth," said Tristram, "of your great anger, and it please you to tell me your husband's name." "Sir," said she, "his name was Galardoon, that would have proved a good knight." So departed Sir Tristram from that dolorous lady, and had much evil lodging. Then on the third day Sir Tristram met with Sir Gawain and Sir Bleoberis in a forest at the lodge, and either were sore wounded. Then Sir Tristram asked Sir Gawain and Sir Bleoberis if they met with such a knight, with such a cognizance, with a covered shield. "Fair sir," said these knights, "such a knight met with us to our great damage."